Well, I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Almighty couch potato, are you there?
Oh, that's rough.
Damn.
I'm currently sitting at a desk, mate. I don't become a couch potato until after 5 p.m. I'll have you know.
Okay, all right.
I'm a roast potato.
Just in case my boss is listening. After 5.
Well, that's nice of you to assume that your boss might be listening to this radio show. We appreciate that.
It's more just I'm just covering segment. Tracks, guys. I make no assumptions.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's cracking?
Well, we've got a list of things that we've been watching because we're just like totally in that realm now. We're basically gunning for your job. I think everybody in the country is.
Oh yeah,
I think they're just TV experts.
I've got some bad news about the pay. I don't know if you've seen my invoices to 95 BFM, but I don't think I've sent any actually.
Well, this has just gotten a little bit weird.
A lockdown job to do, I guess. Well, look, why don't you hit me with your list, and I'll tell you what's been going on in my eyeballs after that.
I think both John and I have watched the Untold Stories, is that what they're called? The documentary series?
Malice at the Palace, the basketball one. I can't remember what the ice hockey one was.
There's
called.
An ice hockey one. It's a whole series. There's a boxing one. They're all fantastic. I even watched the Caitlyn Jenner one, which is pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but definitely the ice hockey one is the best. Do you know these, Steve? Netflix?
These are classic, been meaning to get around to watching them, probably starting with Malice at the Palace.
Bro, it's so good. The massive backstory to everything. You think, oh, surely they can't do a whole sort of documentary on this, but sure enough, they get right into the nitty-gritty. Really well told. Good, really good.
It's all
sporting themed, obviously.
The Caitlyn Jenner one was the first one I watched, actually. And I was like, oh, yes, there's more of these? Awesome!
The ice hockey one's really good. Basically, this kid's dad, who happens to be has ties to the mob, buys him like a hockey team, and it's hilarity ensues.
Only in America,
yeah,
great. Only in America, tales.
Also,
is that what rich parents did before they bought all the houses in New Zealand?
Well, I don't want to tell the whole story, but
you need to watch it, Steve.
He's a fail.
Okay, it's good.
I watched kind of a whole season of Why Are You Like This, the Australian kind of woke comedy. Do you know that?
Well, I'm familiar with that question. I've asked that of people, and I've also been asked that myself, but I'm not familiar with the show you're talking about, no.
Pretty funny. It's like the woke eating the woke. It's a really interesting comedy of like everybody's over pedantic, and there's a lot of gags to be had in those situations, as you can assume.
Nice.
It was good, man.
Nice.
Yep, it's called Why Are You Like This? I recommend people watch it. I think it's on Netflix as well.
It's nice to come away with a couple of tips. I like that.
Yep.
What else is good? I've basically last night cracked into What We Do in the Shadows. I've seen the New Zealand film, but I'd not seen the American series. And I think season 2 is up on Neon, so I just started there. And it's bloody good.
Yes, I like What We Do in the Shadows. The third season's just kicked off, so you've probably seen a bit of plugging for it around the traps. I mean, I'll watch anything with Matt Berry in it for a start.
He's so good.
It's a pretty bingeable and it's quite cozy and comfy feeling as a comedy, which is good at the moment. But also, you know, a few solid lols per episode.
Yeah, I quite enjoy how it is very easy listening, but every sort of second episode,
easy listening.
They're super, super classic. You know, like there'll be some really good gags. They say easy listening, easy watching.
No, I knew
it's
exactly
very
what you
easy watching. But every once in a while, a really good gag will stick its head out, and it's just like, oh my God, awesome.
I mean, easy watching definitely is sort of where I've landed this week. Listeners will have possibly been graphing my ebbs and flows of positivity this lockdown, but I've just found it a bit hard to actually like make a decision and commit to something to watch. I rewatched The Kid Detective on Neon again the other night. I've been recommending that around the place, so I thought I'd better check if, you know, I just get that feeling. It's like, oh, I hope I haven't gotten this one wrong and really enjoyed this movie like I really enjoy Freddy Got Fingered by Tom Green. and then recommend it to everybody, and it turns out to actually be objectively not very good, despite my
You should watch Bad Boy Bobby. It's so good. Everybody that comes to New Zealand, watch Once the Warriors. It's mint.
There we go. But so I rewatched The Kid Detective. This is a noir comedy starring Adam Brody, and that all sounds shit.
Is it Doogie Howser, but like a detective?
It's sort of like what happens. It's what happens after you were a kind of precocious neighborhood child detective who solves all the crimes, like who stole the donation box from the school, all these kind of like young whippersnapper things that we may have shared the experience of reading novels written for pre-10-year-olds in our childhood about these sorts of investigators. But then what happens when you grow up and actually those skills didn't translate into being an adult? And even more depressingly, in the case of Adam Brody's character, the one time a serious case comes along, a disappearing young woman, an actual crime, you're unable to solve it because it's just all a bit of kind of smoke and mirrors, really. This film sounds depressing. It is a little bit depressing, but it's also super funny. He gets a shot at redemption as a washed-up alcoholic investigator when an actual murder case lands at his door. And, this is a kind of buried treasure of neon. I can't recommend this film enough. And watching it a second time, I was like, it's even better than I thought it was.
Hmm.
The name of the film?
So there's an Under the Radar, The Kid Detective.
The Kid Detective.
The other interesting viewing experience I had was I had a bit of a party for one on Saturday night, and found myself in front of some succession of quite trippy viewing, all courtesy of a streaming site called Eternal Family, which I subscribed to this last year and during lockdown. This is a streaming site the contents of which are essentially kind of stuff that wouldn't make the cut for Adult Swim. This is the sort of level it is. There's a lot of animation. There's a lot of stuff that are quite good ideas, quite buzzy, but maybe not even quite at that Adult Swim level of commerciality, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself in front of this short film called Water Body on Saturday night. And it's a short film produced by a chap who has a really great Instagram account, which you can find at Waterbod. And what he does is shoot and photograph a lot of aquatic life and textures along the North California coast. The episode that I watched, the description of it reads, anemones of the Northern California coast feed, reproduce, and host to their neighbors. And that may sound a little bit like David Attenborough, but what this really is super close-up, really well-shot textures of tentacles, globules, things that your brain actually can't actually quite translate what it is. I'm told by those that might know that it's a bit of a Keti-type experience. But I watched the short. It's 16 minutes long. I instantly watched it all over again from the start for another 16 minutes of really grotesque underwater wriggling and writhing and stuff that looks like aliens.
Mm.
Highly recommended. This the site of Channel Family is host to a bunch of good shows. Mac DeMarco has a show called Advanced Studio Recording Techniques, where he smears a bunch of grease on his face, and each episode is like,
this is my favorite digital chorus.
You're probably quite familiar with the YouTube kind of tutorial video where I'm just sort of sharing some technical know-how.
Yep.
There's a certain tone to them. Like, the hosts are always, there's a real deadpanness to them. They want to share their information. Their information can be useful, but there can also be a lot of humor to be found in just how those things are put together, i.e. kind of shoddily. But it's actually genuinely interesting. The first episode is entitled Building an Echo Chamber, and he shows how he used his basement to build a reverb room in his house. Episode 2 is Microphone Comparison. And as the name suggests, he basically just sets up and talks through a succession of microphones in a studio. This is stuff you could, if you're in the right kind of headspace, you can spend a lot of time meandering through it. So
don't listen through your computer, laptop speakers, though, sounds like.
no, just plug it all in through the hi-fi, mate. Come
yeah,
on.
If you got
lift
it.
Lift your game. There's also a bunch of fun to be had outside the kind of short content that's being produced for the site. They've also licensed a whole bunch of Canadian public television. And this is things like video art and documentaries on New Age sound guys from the 70s and 80s, made in that period. I watched a really great film about a guy who was trying to build a grizzly-proof suit. I think I might have seen that. So yeah, it's kicking around.
It's mental.
But he basically was trying to build like a armor that you could wear out.
The worst idea ever.
Couldn't demolish it. And it's a terrible idea, but it's a fantastic film. It's called Project Grizzly. Some of this public access stuff you can find out and about on other in other places. But if you're looking for a one-stop shop, it costs $5 a month. And if you kind of watched a few comedy shorts like the great series Pillars of Magic, which myself and a friend are really enjoying, but also really confusing our other mates by. This is a guy who each episode sort of in the guise of demonstrating a card trick, but really it's just a jumping off point for sort of 10 minutes of YouTube like comedy. Another one I really enjoyed the other night, actually, this was from 1973, a 10 minute short called The Sunny Munchy Crunchy Natural Food Shop, and it's a documentary about one of Montreal's first health food stores. The tags on this one are comedy, meditative, and everything. So
that's a tag.
Everything's a tag.
Throwaway tag.
Meditative, psychedelics, quite a good tag on the site. You can find this at eternal.tv. It's $5 a month. You can do a 7-day trial, as you can with most services. So I reckon get yourself in the right frame of mind for Buzzy. Head over to eternal.tv and give it a bit of a browse.
Hey, just on that, Buzzy, I sort of had a party favour on the weekend and had a little bit of a private psychedelic experience at my house.
Oh, did you have a party for one as well?
I did. Good. And I watched a series called Alien Worlds. And it's good, man. It's real good. It's good to see a lot of CGI people probably got put to good use. They go to like alien planets, but also they do a lot of really good filming of like, you know, stuff on Earth as well, and like there's parallels. But I watched the whole season and it was a good buzz.
Is that a Netflix it?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's good.
That's nice and easy. Before saying farewell for today, I've sort of been thinking that as we're stuck in this lockdown life, it's quite important to have things to look forward to in the future.
Okay.
Sure. So what I can tell you is that this Friday, Prime Video has a film that is being billed as a return to the heyday of the erotic thriller. Of course, 2021 is the year that the erotic thriller is surely going to make a comeback. I can't think of any reasons why the erotic thriller genre wouldn't flourish in the current climate. But this is a film coming to Prime on Friday night about a young couple who move into an apartment. They're not allowed to make changes to their apartment, which include putting on curtains or blinds. And so one night they see that they can spy right into their neighbors across the road, who are two very attractive human beings who have a lot of sexual intercourse with their curtains open as well. And of course, it's not as simple as that. Things are going to get a bit twisty. But that's, I think, you know, a film like that, that's something you've got to look forward to, right? Surely.
Shaka. Someone's saying we need a dose of Mighty Boosh as well. Just popping that out there. Fair enough.
That'll never go amiss. And a bit further forward in the future, this one's not until still quite some way away. But there's a disaster movie coming called Moonfall, as if we didn't have enough to be worried about in the world.
Melancholia.
But if you watch the trailer to this, which is out now, you'll see this is definitely doesn't have the same sort of prestige film festival depression as Melancholia.
Right.
In Moonfall, from Roland Emmerich, king of the disaster film, a mysterious force knocks the moon from its orbit around Earth
and
sends it hurtling on a collision course with life as we know it. So,
love that.
You know, it's good to know that after everything that's happening this year, we can look forward to the moon fucking us up in 2022.
Yes.
and still get a nice disaster movie under our belts. Yes.
A different kind of disaster.
I mean, it's probably going to be made in the same computer as the other disaster, but it's a different kind of disaster, yes.
Awesome, Steve.
Good to chat, guys.
Right on, man.
Talk to you next week, and hey, have a great time watching the Voyeurs this weekend.
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.